LiveWire with Ling Pang.
Hi, this is Ling Pang on LiveWire. I'm delighted to be joined today by country singer Chris Chixie, courtesy of Graham Slater, Tabitha Music. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing wonderful, Ling. So such a pleasure to be here with you today. Thank you for having me on your program.
I understand you have been very busy filming.
I have. We're getting ready for, when you get a major label deal, you're always planning in advance. And so we're, even though this single, Life is Hard, my current single, Life is Hard, Whiskey's Easy, is we're only about 6 weeks into this single, which is pretty short in the life of a single. We're already planning for summer single and summer release. And so I've been filming and shooting the video for that summer single, song called Every Small Town. But just getting really excited about that one as well.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your background. You know, when did your music interest start?
You're going to have to go back a long time here, back in my teenage years.
Not that long.
You know, my father always listened, was a huge country music fan to some of the greats back in the day, your Waylons and your Johnny Cashes and your Willie Nelsons. And being born and raised in Austin, that was a the whole Willie movement started right here in Austin, and the outlaw country movement back in the 60s and 70s. So I grew up listening to a lot of great country music. My father had a barbecue restaurant in downtown Austin where he would bring in touring acts, local acts, just great country music. And probably from 12, 13 years old, I was seeing these performers up on stage, and it was very, gravitated to that. And when they would leave and tear down, I would get on the stage with my little guitar and just dream of taking it to the level where I'm at now. And so that's kind of where it got started. I began my undergraduate studies, a little town south of Austin, Texas, in San Marcos, going to Southwest Texas State University. That's where I got my undergrad, and started playing everywhere I could play, every bar, fair, festival, honky-tonk, sorority, fraternity, party, everything I could play, and just kind of really own my roots and really got into it.
Have you done any other career besides singing, Chris?
I'm involved in a lot of things. I've had a 30-year career as an engineer and as an inspector. My father had a company here in Central Texas for, we're going on 57 years now, so that's a real passion of mine. Real estate, I have a real estate investment company, sports car dealership. I'm involved in a lot of different things right now.
Life is important to be diversified, isn't it? I mean, singing is your main career, is that right?
It's one of my main careers, one of my main passions, but the engineering and inspection business is a huge part of my life, and I would not be where I'm at today without that to basically fund my music career.
Because it's quite expensive, isn't it, Chris? The instrument that you buy, hiring a studio, recording a song, it's not cheap at all.
Very good point. It's not cheap. Then you throw in tour buses and, trailers full of equipment and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of PA equipment, and always something wrong with a bus. So,
I think people who are very positive, passionate about what they do, we do not let little setback to pull us back, isn't it? Before we talk about Life is Hard, Whiskey is Easy, tell us some of your other achievements and some of the hits that you're most proud of.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's a great, great question. You know, I started releasing music to radio and shooting music videos for your CMTs and your Great American Countries and things of that nature back in the late 90s. My first release, as a lot of artists' first release, didn't get a whole lot of airplay, but it did go number one on several charts. But it was my second release, a song called With a Body Like That, which we shot a video for here in Texas, and did very well on Great American Country. I held, I think it was 18 weeks in the top 10, but that was kind of my second number one, and then had a slew of songs and releases in the early 2000s. Took a little hiatus up until 2014, 2015, and 2016. Had three more releases, kind of a new record deal and some new things going on, and charted three more number ones in 14, 15, and 16. Signed this new deal last July with Clientele Records, with Sony and Orchard Distribution.
Wow.
And then kind of had a third coming, if you will. released a song last year, the first single off of the new record deal called Last Time I Saw You.
I love that song. Yeah. About this song, you collaborated with Nashville producer D. Scott Miller. And this is the first single you guys released together. It's called Last Time I Saw You. I heard it already. It's absolutely fantastic.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. D. Scott Miller has been producing my music since the early 2000s. Mm. Music Row veteran, record label veteran, singer, songwriter, producer. He's done it all. But we've made really good music together. But thank you for your kind words on that. Last Time I Saw You was my seventh number one, and it charted number one back in November of last year. Had a great video with that one as well. And then Life Is Hard, Whiskey's Easy was out in January. The 15th was the release on this one. Had a wonderful time making the video. Had a true kind of American icon come on board with this song in Jack Daniels and the largest liquor brand in the world, Jack Daniels. We shot the video at the distillery and Lynchburg, Tennessee, and just had an amazing, amazing time doing it. But that's my current single out right now, Life Is Hard, Whiskey's Easy.
Do you make a video for every song that you released?
Not for every song, but again, great question. From here on out, yes. But in the kind of early stages, it's a little more difficult to do a video. It's hard to do a video. There's directors and producers and cameramen and lighting, and there's a lot of people involved in a video, and videos are they're not cheap to make, so there's a lot of things, a lot of elements involved in video. So but video really tells a story of a song. This song, Life Is Hard, Whiskey's Easy, while it's a good party vibe song, I wanted to do a tribute to the American icon that is Jack Daniels. And this man, Jack Daniels, started this company back in 1866, and every drop of Jack Daniels consumed in the world comes out of Lynchburg, Tennessee. So this video was kind of an ode to the American icon that is Jack Daniels.
But I find video is necessary. It's a promotional thing for a song. It supports the sale and also promote your own status as well. It is expensive, obviously, because to be successful do not come free, doesn't it?
That's a very good point. Very good point. And we live in a very visual world, a very visual society where, you can grab your cell phone and take 1,000 pictures if you want. So people are used to seeing that. And when they can tie in, the song lyrics and actually see a video and see that play out, I think it helps tremendously.
So what is going forward with this song? Are you going to be on the road performing, touring, or are you touring currently?
Not touring currently. I used to spend 150 to 200 days a year touring. I've toned that down right now to seriously work on promotion of these last couple songs. Doing tons of interviews, tons of personal appearances, shooting a lot of videos, getting ready for next single, following single. Been a lot of time in the studio, but just kind of building this Chris Chitsey brand back up. But we will definitely get back out on the road. We have so many wonderful fans that have been with me for, almost 30 years now that I just can't wait to see. I used to, that's what I really lived for, was being out on the road and interacting with people and seeing people sing my song lyrics back to me. Is just there's no other feeling in the world like it. But I can't wait to get back on the road. Probably later summer, we'll definitely be back out.
Where's it likely to be? Mainly in America, or you have got dates planned in Europe or maybe another part of the world, Chris?
Yeah, I would like to, since this single release and the last one has been released now to 250,000 stations and formats in 180 countries, it's a global release. These last two, everything I'm doing on Clientele, Sony and Orchard, is they're global releases. So we have a lot of feedback coming in from wonderful people and stations in the UK, all over Europe, again, Australia, Southeast Asia, Africa, India. It's all over the place. So I would really love to get out on a global platform and go meet the people that are listening and supporting, streaming, downloading Chris Chitsey music across the globe.
Yeah. Right. Let's move on to Graham Slater at Tabitha Music. He's promoting your music for you. How did you discover Graham?
Through the owner of my record label in Nashville, Thornton Klein, has known Graham for a long time. They both authors and do a lot of book writing as well.
Yes,
and
yes.
From speaking to Graham numerous times, he is just a wonderful man, wonderful heart, been in the music industry his whole life pretty much. And I was just very, very impressed with Graham.
All the best with the promotion. So you're in safe hands. So America is very different to UK. Do you play at rodeo and country shows? And what's it like?
Rodeos are one of my favorites to play, to be honest with you, because you normally get to sit there and watch the rodeo and then perform afterwards. So I've always loved playing rodeos. But, you know, I love playing in general. So it doesn't matter if it's a rodeo, a fair, festival, arena, somebody's backyard. It does not matter to me. I've played for one person, five people, and 50,000 before. So I get up there and try to do the same show every time. Just such a blessing to be on stage with my band, you know, performing, doing what we love to do. It's just priceless.
What instrument do you play? Musical instruments?
I play guitar. I play an acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. Dabbled in fiddle and violin a little bit early on, but I've been told many a times that it takes picking up a fiddle by the time you're about 7 years old to get the fingering down for the notes. And I picked it up later in life. So I'm not the best fiddle player, but that's an instrument that I have the utmost respect for violinists and fiddle players. And because I love that instrument, you'll find a fiddle in all of my music. Every single I've ever released has a lot of fiddle in it.
Tell me, for country music, if you were on your own, you only got a guitar, can you perform a whole country song just with a guitar?
Sure.
What are the most important instruments for country music?
Yeah, great question. You got to have a guitar. I mean, you have to have a guitar. You have to have an acoustic, a rhythm guitar, and then and probably a lead guitar of some kind, slide guitar. But in my opinion, you've got to have fiddle to make it country, and you've got to have steel guitar. Fiddle and steel are a must. Piano's great, fills in a lot of stuff, especially on your country ballads.
Yeah.
But I'm a huge fan. I've always carried a steel player and I've always carried a fiddle player because I just, in my mind, not only is it respect for the country genre and kind of what got me to the point I'm at now, but I just absolutely love both of those instruments, fiddle and steel.
You know, I know you have played as some large audiences that you just mentioned. Where was the largest gig you ever played?
Would probably be outside of Tempe, Arizona. There's a country fan fest, 3-day music series that goes on there, and it was approaching 100,000. So
that's
big audience.
Big. You have a management to take care of you on that, do you?
I do, and I received a text message from one of my promotion guys last week about, I believe it was 14 or 15 festivals in the UK that are coming up next spring, summer. So I think they're kicking it around. I would love to get across the pond, if you will, and come play for all the great, wonderful fans in the UK.
UK is a very musically cultural, really. Very fortunate enough to see a lot of artists coming over. On the other hand, I would love to be able to come to America and Nashville and watch some country artists as well, because the flavor would be very different there, I think, isn't it?
It is very different. Nashville and Texas, I'm based, born and raised in Austin, Texas, but I spend my time, I've lived in Nashville for years, and I'm back and forth every couple weeks usually. But Nashville's just an amazing town. You would fall in love, as is Austin, but very, very partial to both.
Have you got new music on the way, another album likely to be released this year?
Yes, we have enough enough songs to do an album, but we're concentrating on summer single right now. And then the follow-up to that, which would be kind of a January release 2025, we have that song ready to go. So we're just planning the rest of this year. My summer single, Every Small Town, just got picked to be the theme song of a new TV show coming out this spring called Only in Iola. But we're just getting ready for the summer single and just blowing and going with life is hard. Whiskey's easy right now.
For your music career, are you happy where you are now?
Very happy. You know, I've spent a long time, almost 30 years in this industry, and it's the good Lord has put me in a spot right now where it's all about timing. And as much as I prayed for it to happen in my 20s and in my 30s, it took into my 40s before I had been through all the trials and tribulations and been seasoned enough, if you will, where the doors have just started opening left and right. And I'm just walking forth in his plan right now.
That's wonderful to hear. We love your music. And tell listeners now, where can we get hold of your music?
Anywhere in the world that you stream or download music, you'll find Chris Chitsey Music. My website is chrischitseymusic.com. And all of my social handles are at Chris Chitsey.
Would you like to spell it out for?
Sure, I'd love to. My first name, Chris, C-H-R-I-S. Last name, a little bit tricky, Chitsey, just how it sounds, C-H-I-T-S-E-Y.
It's an unusual surname. What's the story behind that surname?
You know, I wish I had a great explanation. I've heard through the vine that it's Scottish, so, you know, it's Irish. So, you know, here we are.
Do you get a lot of support from your family and friends?
I do. I have a wonderful family, three beautiful kids. Family is where it's at. Family, friends, they keep me grounded, keep me in touch with everything. But unfortunately, my dad passed away back in 2020, but miss him dearly. He was a huge part of my life, huge part of the music business. I would not be here today without him and what he did for my career to get me into this business.
Wish you all the best. We hope the UK fan one day can see you, you know, coming over to perform for us. That would be lovely.
I would love to. I'm talking in talks right now. We're hopefully going to get over to the UK here soon.
Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for giving us your time today.
No, it's been a pleasure, Ling. Thank you so much for having me on your program. And I hope to see you and actually shake your hand and meet you here one day.
Thank you. That's lovely. I would love to come and see you. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you so much.
Can you introduce your latest single for us, please?
I'd be happy to. Here comes Life is Hard, Whiskey's Easy, my brand new single from Chris Chitsey.
Brilliant. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ling. Bye-bye.
Like a little Tennessee on the rocks at the end of a long week. That little town of Lynchburg, you know they got exactly what I need. I've been down too long, I'm done singing that sad song. So put a good time in my cup, an 80 proof getaway. Well, let's all raise them up. The chaser for better days. Everybody's got their scars, I've got mine. Believe me, life is hard, but whiskey is easy. Whatever's weighing on your heart, on your mind, you can bet that it can take it on. So take a sip and sit back, relax, and watch those worries get along gone. Put a good time in your cup, an 80 proof getaway. Well, let's all raise them up with a chaser for better days. Everybody's got their scars, I've got mine. Believe me, life is hard, but whiskey is easy. Been down too long, we're done singing that sad song. Put a good time in our cups, an 80 proof getaway. Well, let's all raise them up with a chaser for better days. Everybody's got their scars, I've got mine.
LiveWire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.